Beautiful Cabin Crew, Scarlett Johansson, hashtag Boom Challenge. Facebook is facing an epidemic of AI images that have the comment sections full of people commenting, Amen. Well, today we're going to unpack if Facebook is the first casualty of the dead internet. Hey friends, you're watching AI Roundup, your weekly digest of all things AI related. I'm your host, Phil Buck, and if you like what we're doing here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. If you've been with us here on AI Roundup for a bit, then you already know one of my favorite segments from past episodes was AI Alert, where we featured images from around the web that were getting over on people. And these ranged from, you know, either pages posting them without realizing they were AI generated, all the way up to more nefarious activities where pages were definitely guilty of generating AI images on purpose and trying to conceal the fact or even just pass them off as real. And these were typically images of things that could definitely be discerned by a scrutinizing eye, but they were much more subtle than what we're seeing now. For example, there would be a beautiful sprawling house or an extremely impressive tiny living space, stained glass sinks, amazing sculptures by very young kids, and on and on and on. But the latest trend on Facebook is taking this activity to a whole new level. Not only are the images wildly more ridiculous, but the level to which these images and pages seem to be automated is pretty troubling. Now, don't get me wrong, I've been having a lot of fun with these images, as many of my friends in the Facebook meme communities. Images like impossibly built US and UK soldiers, African children building things from plastic bottles, and of course all manner of different manifestations of Jesus, an air cabin crew, of course, and shrimps and sharks and mud and, well, I think you get the idea. These images, they're so outrageous that you can't help but be entertained by them, which is why so many of us have been getting a real kick out of the state of Facebook these days. But that being said, if you're not a shit poster, these activities are pretty, well, disturbing, especially once you start to look at the comments sections. These accounts are posting more than 60 times a day in most cases, and even though many of them don't get any traction, very often they'll have posts that garner tens of thousands of reactions, shares, and the comments go on and on and on with amen from any number of people or bots. This is not a new activity. I mean, taking a look back in my show, I looked in the first ever installment of AI Alert that we did was July of 2023 last year, and that was for the grandmother preserved in a resin coffee table. That was pretty amazing. And I'm certain that's not even close to the first instance of these type of images going viral on social media by fooling lots of people. But this new level of posting on Facebook is pretty troubling simply because it's pretty clear that there's a very replicable and presumably, I guess, unregulatable pipeline that's being deployed on a massive scale. We're seeing a ton of these pages roll out using the same formula, and I don't really understand why they don't catch any kind of, you know, moderation from Facebook. I do want to take a moment to send a special thanks to all my Facebook friends for helping me to research the innumerable pages that are up to this activity, to name just a few. Adam Jonia, I think that's a misspelling on purpose possibly, or just because it was a bot that made the page. Cafe Hallie, Cat Caretaker, Creative Boy, Dream Houses, Edison Fuller, Eloquent Houses, Funface 188, Herzorg, Mountain Cabins, Piste Thorn, Tiny House Life, and of course the infamous Tatian Davon 9. Yeah, that one is really making waves. So thank you, Sam, Dara, Jerwane, Kim, Jeff. A special thanks to Sam Balin, who sent me lots of stuff, including this video from a TikTok user, Side Money Tom, who has already kind of been on the trail of all this. He made several great videos detailing the what's and the possible hows of, you know, what is happening here. I think the biggest thing that Side Money Tom missed, though, is why these pages are getting created and trying to go viral. Tom simply states that he thinks that there are bots making these pages and trying to grow them as big as they can, but he didn't factor in, he didn't mention the Facebook and Instagram performance bonus programs. If you don't know about these, this is a program where if you have a page that is big enough, you'll get an invite to these programs, and then the Facebook and Instagram will pay you for reactions, comments, and shares. Now, I'm simply theorizing here. I don't have any way to prove that these AI pages are part of the bonus program, but I can tell you from personal experience that I've been able to get a page from nothing, zero, just a newly created page up, you know, big enough to get invited into these bonus programs in about 2 months. And once you have the pages into the bonus programs, you can start making thousands of dollars for each thing that you post if it goes viral enough. Now, you really have to reach into the tens of thousands of reactions and comments and shares to make considerable income. But imagine if you can automate the page creation and posting process hundreds, maybe thousands of times, and then you have them posting 60 plus times a day. It's almost inevitable that some of these posts are going to go viral. And I think the ridiculous nature of these latest images, it only helps their efforts, because in the past, you were simply just trying to fool people into being interested into these images, like Jesus assisting an air cabin crew. You know, that's kind of one of the original ones we would see. And you can imagine how that would pull on people's heartstrings, right? But now you've got these things that are happening, and I can only, you know, postulate, what in the world, you know, is there a feedback loop here of what these posts are most popular, are taking from those posts and making new posts that are kind of smashing this all together? But then you've got people just taking these images and sharing them for the fun of it, because you think, you know, we think they're hilarious. When you've got a hybrid Jesus shark plane creature thing trudging through the mud, I mean, this is pretty terrible for the functional aspect of Facebook, just like the rest of the internet. Like, for instance, Google, when you want to get good search results and all you get back is ChatGPT generated crap, you know, it's not good for the internet. But at the same time, I'm almost jealous I didn't think of a scheme like this myself. So if you do see Tatian Davon 10, no, you didn't. All right, I got to leave it there, because I just don't possibly have enough time in one video to hit all the different avenues that AI continues to overrun and corrupt the internet, or more specifically, in this case, social media. So we'll definitely have to circle back for yet another installment of AI Alert soon. So what are your thoughts about AI images overrunning Facebook? Do you feel it's problematic? Are you finally having fun on Facebook again? Share your thoughts in the comments. Let's keep the conversation going, or join us in the MSP Media Network Discord for a more heated or a more nuanced debate. Or, you know, that's more importantly, where you could send me more of these images and pages. I can't get enough. So get in there. Let me know what you're finding. And that's it for today's AI Roundup. If you're enjoying the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Signing off for this March 26th episode of AI Roundup, I'm Phil Buck, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.